Good afternoon to you all. Hope you're right in the middle of a delightful weekend. Huh? Our readings are interesting. We were in a series of parables that Jesus is giving, and these are called parables of the kingdom of God. And the first two parables that we have today suggest that the kingdom of God is present, yet unperceived, and only the shrewd can discover it. And when they do discover it, they sacrifice everything to possess it. And so that's kind of our instructions today, is to try to help us discover what is the kingdom of God and then the price of obtaining that kingdom. We're told that the treasure that is hidden is the kingdom of heaven, the reign of God. That is, it's the realization of knowing that we belong to God, that we are cherished and cared for, that we've been called to commit ourselves to the noblest of values of the human heart. It's a prize that gives meaning to the present. It gives delight as it draws us into the future. It feeds our deepest hungers and satisfies our thirsts. The reign of God. It's the fulfillment of our deepest desires and fondest hopes. Nothing in the world can compare to it. And that is why we willingly sacrifice everything to obtain it. The treasure that we find is really a gift given to us by God. We don't work to obtain the kingdom of God, nor can we earn it. It is given to us by God. All we have to do is accept it. It is God's love. God's love for us, which is unconditional, unfathomable, and ever-present. There's something about the kingdom of God that resembles God's offering today in our first reading to Solomon. Appearing to Solomon, God invites him to ask for whatever he would like. Have you ever tried that experiment? What would I really like? This demonstrates to us the generosity of God. And in a sense, the kingdom of God is ours for the asking. Unfortunately, we do not always recognize its value, and so we do not ask. The parables are about a pearl that is in a buried treasure and a lost coin. What would that be for us? We'd probably be the same answer we would give if God extended the offer, as he did to Solomon, that we could have whatever we asked for. So we ask, well, what do we want? Recently, we've been enticed by Mega Millions, right? And Lotto. What we might dream those riches could do for us. But wouldn't we be foolish to sell everything to obtain that ticket? What is worth everything is the question. Is it wisdom we want? Maybe wisdom so we can make good business decisions or pass a test with a decent grade? Clearly not that kind of wisdom. Let's take a closer look at Solomon's answer and his request. He asked for an understanding heart, which means being open to being taught and shown, listening and obedient to God, asking to be open to direction by God. Wouldn't that be different for us, huh? He asked for the kind of understanding that would enable him to judge appropriately and decide what is good. And this request shows then his concern is with God's people and not merely his own well-being, as opposed to what we probably thought of when we thought of whatever it is we would ask of God. Having the opportunity to choose any blessing he might desire, Solomon chose to be of service to others. This then is what we as disciples are called to follow. We've discovered the treasure in the field and found the pearl of great price. The only real treasure is unselfish service to others. It is the heart in love with God and with neighbor, loving and being loved. Possessions cannot say or show love, only people can. And so periodically we need to stop and just drink in God's love for us. Not saying prayers or reading scripture, but just to be with God. Time spent with God is a treasure, as is time spent loving our neighbor. These two commandments really aren't commandments at all, but invitations to experience on earth the kingdom as it is in heaven. In our second reading, Paul speaks about a call. Who is called? Well, all of us, right? Everyone is called, you and me. And what are we called to? Well, this is what Paul uses to describe that call. We're called to conformity to the image of God's Son, the imitation of Christ. Jesus saw loving as that which was worth everything. He gave everything, indeed his very life, in service to others. We are called to follow. And so today we pray for that wisdom, the wisdom to know what is really important, to value it more than everything else, and of course the grace to pursue it.